This is PolitiFact Florida. I'm Steve Newborn. As tens of thousands of students across the country walked out of their schools to protest gun violence, members of the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee took a hard look at school safety. During a recent hearing, Democratic Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey repeated a talking point among people who support gun restrictions. He said most guns used in crime come from only a handful of places.
The research shows that 1% of licensed dealers supply a whopping 57% of the guns that are recovered in crimes.
Let's take aim at that comment with Allison Graves of PolitiFact Florida. Hey, Allison.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. So, Allison, 1% of dealers supplying more than half the guns used in crimes. Is Booker anywhere on target here?
So we rated this claim half true. Cory Booker is relying on the latest and best data available, but that data is almost 20 years old. The evidence for Booker's claim matches data from a 2000 report from the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Department. The report found that 1.2% of licensed gun dealers accounted for more than 50% of the crime guns traced to current dealers in 1998. But there's a reason that we don't have any more up-to-date data. In 2003, Congress, with the help of the George W. Bush administration, they passed the so-called Tyart Amendment, and that greatly restricted the release of crime gun trace data by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. So when Booker made this claim, he was speaking in the present tense, and he never clarified that this was really old data.
Yeah, I guess there was a reason why they no longer use that information. I mean, merely tracing a gun used in a crime back to a dealer doesn't really mean that there's any illegal activity going on, right? Who knows what happens to the gun after that?
Yeah, that's totally a great point, because Booker kind of framed this claim to mean that there's a very small group of retailers selling to criminals, but the study didn't account for whether the firearm changed hands illegally or legally before it was used in a crime.
All righty, let's continue our look at gun claims in the wake of the Parkland shootings. State Senator Perry Thurston of Fort Lauderdale is calling for reversing a law that restricts information on gun purchases. During a state Senate Rules Committee meeting, he said Florida is one of only 10 states that totally bans a statewide gun registry, and that, he says, leaves law enforcement in the dark as they try to figure out if a threatening person has a weapon or not. So, Allison, what's the ruling on that 10-state claim?
So we rated this claim mostly true. The most important thing to note here is Florida does prohibit a firearm registry, and that rule was added in 2004 when former Republican Governor Jeb Bush signed House Bill 155 into law. And the law echoes the concern that a registry could become an instrument for profiling, abusing law-abiding citizens, things like that. But Thurston was close about the number of other states that prohibit registries. It's actually 7, including Florida, not 10. But I think another interesting point to this claim is only one state, Hawaii, and the District of Columbia actually require a registration of all their firearms.
And the law that was passed by Jeb Bush, you're saying it also required law enforcement agencies to delete any records of pawn shop sales, too? Is that right?
It really does prohibit these pawn shops from keeping any type of record on these gun sales. So even in cases where firearm records are kept by dealers, those records are prohibited from being compiled into any list by a state employee or a private person.
All right, Allison Graves of PolitiFact Florida, thanks for not letting these politicians get away with crimes of omission.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.